This is WWJ All Local.
GM says its overhaul of the Detroit Hamtramck plant will mean 2,200 new jobs and create the company's first plant dedicated to electric vehicles. Our Autobeat reporter Jeff Gilbert joins us now with all the details. Jeff?
Well, Rob, GM's first purpose-built self-driving vehicle, the Electric Cruise Origin, will be built at Detroit Hamtramck. GM President Mark Royce a little bit more vague when it comes to the other products they're building there.
We've already seen unsubstantiated speculation about names and brands and all kinds of rumors. But today, I can definitely tell you this. The Super Bowl matchup Sunday between the Chiefs and the 49ers shapes up to be a classic, and you should all tune in.
Well, there have been reports that GM's Super Bowl ad will be for an electric GMC pickup that brings back the Hummer name. GM not confirming that. Reporting live, I'm Jeff Gilbert, WWJ, News Radio 950.
The Republican chairman of the House Budget Committee wants the governor to raise money for the roads, but then come to him to decide where those road dollars should go. Our Lansing Bureau Chief Tim Skubick reports that could be wishful thinking on the part of Representative Shane Hernandez.
The governor on her own will likely sell bonds to fix the roads, and she does not have to go to the legislature on where to send that money, and she would like to send most of it into Southeast Michigan, where Democrats reside, and she thinks the roads are the worst. But Shane Hernandez, an outstate Republican, says he'd like the governor to talk to him about where the money goes.
So my understanding is she does not need legislative approval to bring that those dollars in, but that I would hope it would be a discussion of the legislature of how to expend those dollars.
On what basis do you ask her to be nice to you when you said no?
Well, I think that we obviously want to have a conversation about road funding.
Will the governor do that and talk to Republicans about where the money she raises goes to the roads? You can probably figure out the answer to that. Reporting from Lansing, Tim Skubick, WWJ News Radio 950.
That fatal helicopter crash taking the lives of NBA superstar Kobe Bryant and eight other people is reportedly an anomaly. Richard McSpadden, executive director of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association Air Safety Institute, says the aviation company used has a great track record.
General aviation, there's about 30 million flight hours a year. And we don't hear about, you know, those flight hours that happen safely. We hear about all the ones that don't, when in fact the safety record is very strong and has even improved by some 50% over the last 25 years or so.
The passengers aboard that helicopter were on their way to a basketball game. Kobe Bryant, just 41 years old, his daughter Gianna, 13. And Bryant's death being felt from Los Angeles to Metro Detroit and all across the world. Here's more from WWJ's Charlie Langton.
People here in Detroit, they can't believe the news that Kobe Bryant was killed in a helicopter crash. Lawrence McDonald of Detroit.
It's heartbreaking. You hear on the news, sometimes you think it's false advertising, but it's heartbreaking for everybody here. Kobe's a good dude.
Yes, he was a good dude. And Kobe's 13-year-old daughter also killed as well. Montesola?
That was really sad. I was really hurt to hear that his daughter was also on a plane.
That's right. And then there's others in Detroit that, well, just have a hard time expressing their thoughts.
It hurts. It hurts. It really hurts. Because it just hurts.
In Detroit, Charlie Langton, WWJ News Radio 950.
And as fans continue to celebrate the life and mourn the death of Kobe Bryant, some people wonder, why did he have two numbers during his 20-year NBA career? We get the answer with WWJ's Tony Ortiz.
That's one of the lingering questions surrounding Bryant, why he wore two different numbers during his storied NBA career. The answer, surprisingly, pretty simple. Bryant wore 24 and 33 in high school at Lower Merion High School in Pennsylvania and wanted one of those numbers when he got to the NBA and to the Lakers. Unfortunately, 33 had been retired by the team in honor of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and 24 was being worn at the time by George McLeod. So Bryant took the number 8, which was the sum of the numbers he wore at the Adidas ABCD camp that year. His number was 143, and if you add it all together, you get 8. By the way, Bryant would switch to number 24 before the start of the 2006-2007 NBA season. All of this, by the way, should end the urban legend that Bryant chose 24 because he was the next in line to dominate the NBA after Michael Jordan, who, of course, famously wore 23. Tony Ortiz, WWJ News Radio, 950.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.